gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning, it's the Joe and Alex Show. It is the 11th of March, 2019, also known as 311 Day. You gotta come original, you gotta come original. Anybody? Anybody?
I know Love Song.
Ah!
I know a couple songs. I went to a 311 concert when I was in high school.
I never have seen them. They're like my jam. I love 311. I like Love Song and Amber, but you got to come original, you got to come original. All into... Containers.
I don't know that one.
Come original.
I assume the original might be a little bit better.
It's similar. It's kind of like You and Whitney Houston Live. I mean, it's pretty close,
okay.
But it's...
It's excellent, though.
Yeah, but it's not the real thing, though. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm really tired. This time change thing is messing me up. I started falling asleep yesterday at like 5 o'clock. I had to take a nap. I was all jacked up, so I'm really struggle busting today. I also partied way too hard this weekend. Liv is a terrible influence.
Hey!
Every single time I go out there, we're shutting down bars and drama happens
This weekend was easier because you sprung forward, so you didn't have to be out as late as normal, but...
Well, on Friday, I thought we were just going out to dinner, and then it seemed like Alex was the one that she came to dinner knowing that she was going to be able to talk us into going out.
I thought we were going out after. I mean, I just assumed that.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Is that when I ran into you guys on Friday night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't embarrass you guys, did I?
No,
not at all.
Lindsay's like, should we go in there? They look like they don't. And I'm like, well, I work with them. I don't think they'd mind. We just saw Alex walk in.
No, I didn't mind at all.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't want to try to ruin anybody's stuff.
You were being funny,
well,
I thought.
That's a first. I'll take it. All right, Pork Chop, we didn't see you at all this weekend. How are you?
I am good. I made like a crap ton of money Uber driving this weekend.
I had the creepiest Uber driver this weekend of my life, and I thought of him. This guy said to me, made jokes like, wouldn't it be weird if like I was your Uber stalker and like I wouldn't stop calling your phone after this? That's what he said. He was like, that was his joke.
That is so weird and creepy.
That is
and
weird.
I still gave him freaking 5 stars because I'm terrified he'll come after me if I don't.
Yeah, wait, have you heard from him since then? Has he called you or texted you?
It gives you a fake number, by the way, and as soon as the ride is over, they don't have your phone number anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. Yeah. I've had Uber drivers, but I might have given them my number when I was drunk. I don't remember.
I'm going to say it was probably that one was what happened. You're
I had an Uber driver on Friday who's a comedian, and he goes by like single dad, and he gave us all koozies when we got out of the car with his like logo on it.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
That's just like us working in radio where everybody's like, hey man, have my mixtape. I'm like, no, I do not need your hot fire. I'm good. My weekend was great. I got to run into Alex and Liv on Friday night. My friend Jackie, when I worked and lived in Evansville, Indiana, it's where I met this girl and her family. We did a lot of stuff like around, they called it like Super Bride Sunday for when like they were doing like the big bridal shows.
Oh,
and her family owns like a wedding, like a bride store and like a wedding store. So they suited me up, and that's how we became friends kind of through the radio station. But one of my lifelong just really good friends over the past 5 years, I really just love her and her family. Well, we got to see her. She came into to town, and her family kind of came too, and it was just so nice to see everybody and hang out this weekend. I guess you really value, it's weird. I hope you guys have friends forever, but as I get older, I say it as a 33-year-old guy, it's harder, especially moving around in radio. Like, I've got good friends in every place I've been, but this is the first time where I just haven't made a ton of friends yet, and it's so good to see the old people. You never want to let them go.
Oh, everyone from my college was day drinking on Saturday for the St. Patty's Parade that's like in the town. And literally, like, every single person I know was out day drinking at this parade, like, running into each other, and I had major FOMO.
Yeah, you were still out, though, early Saturday morning, so you got a little bit of it in there, so. All right, well, we are the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use the station page, so just search for Radio Now and give that a like. And the number to call in anytime you're more than welcome to, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are officially engaged. The singer and actress and the baseball analyst announced the news on Instagram with a picture of the $1 million ring with a backdrop of the sunset. The two then celebrated in a bedroom full of roses. No official date has been set. What's weird, though, is that last night, former MLB star Jose Canseco accused Alex Rodriguez of cheating on Jennifer Lopez with none other than his own ex-wife.
I saw that. I was like, oh, man, you're ruining the honeymoon, the happy time.
So his ex-wife is Jessica Canseco. He wrote, little does J-Lo know that A-Rod is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl has no idea who he really is. This isn't the first time he's made these claims either. In 2008, he said, I really believe that they had an affair. I'm pretty sure of it. I spoke with Alex and he denied it, but the way he denied it, it wasn't reassuring. I spoke to my ex-wife last year about it, and I'm not going to say that she did acknowledge it that they did, but she didn't say that they didn't. He also said that he was present when A-Rod called his ex-wife only a few months ago. Jose will even fight A-Rod over it. He said, Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want. And then he said, J-Lo, if you want the truth about Alex Rodriguez, call me. And gave his phone number.
Well, Jose Canseco, though, is like, he would do a celebrity boxing match because he needs the money.
Oh, is this what all this is? Like, just drama?
Well, no, like, I mean, it could be real. I mean, obviously, the guy, like, said before, like, back in the day, like, I guess Jeter used to lust after his wife. Like, I wouldn't be cool with that if I was a teammate or a baseball player, but I don't know if it actually happened. My point is, he doesn't have to do anything anymore. Like, A-Rod doesn't have to do anything. He can do whatever.
So what do you think? Is A-Rod cheating with this girl or no?
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised.
You would or
you
wouldn't?
You think he's a cheater?
No, I wouldn't, just because, like, he's kind of like a freak, you know? Like, he's a little bit...
He is?
Yeah, like, he used to hire women just to be, like, naked, hanging around.
Who doesn't do that? Who doesn't do that?
Around his, like, pool, and, like, he would have them, like... up in the trees, just like hanging out in the trees.
In the trees.
When he would just be like out by the pool, like hanging out on
the big deal
afternoon and have like naked girls up in trees doing like cartwheels around his yard.
That was a leprechaun in the tree.
No, yeah, that was
so
a naked
just
woman.
Like a weird person.
If I had more disposable income, I would do the same thing. I mean, you call that weird, but okay.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett was indicted by a grand jury on 16 felony counts over claims that he staged a homophobic and racist attack on himself. According to sources, he staged the attacks to help himself get a pay raise. He now faces 48 years in prison if convicted. Woo! And returns to court on March 14th.
It's going to be an awesome episode on Empire.
Pete Davidson joked about the age difference between him and new girlfriend Kate Beckinsale on SNL over the weekend.
Crazy fascination with our age difference. But it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
You're going down.
And Captain Marvel was not only the biggest movie in the U.S., but the biggest in the world. The Marvel Comics movie took in $153 million in the U.S. and $455 million globally over the weekend, making it one of the biggest blockbusters ever, led by a woman. And it was the sixth largest worldwide debut ever. Last weekend's top movie, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, fell just second with $14.7 million, while Madea Family Funeral fell a spot to third with $12.1 million. Coming up in less than an hour, the Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj feud just got even bigger.
We are about 1 hour away from Murder Monday. Then right after that, we're going to hook you up with Lady Gaga tickets. Actually, we're going to fly you away to see her in Vegas. That's pretty cool. Little Monday motivation for you here on the Joe and Alex Show. I'll kick it off. A woman in New Jersey has been on dialysis for a while, and she doesn't go in. If she doesn't go in for a regular treatment, she could die. That's how serious this is. Well, one of her neighbors has been shoveling her driveway all winter long to make sure she can get to her car. But, well, here's the thing. He's a paramedic, and he had to work. A big snowstorm came, So what's she going to do? She misses this, you know, dialysis. She could die. Well, how about this? There's an awesome little brother of this paramedics. His name is Patrick, and he's a high school kid. He and a bunch of his friends knew that she needed help and the snowstorm was coming. So three other buddies stayed the night at Patrick's house. They got up the next morning at 4 before school and shoveled her driveway. Four of them took about a half an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
She got to her dialysis. It's something so simple, but you never think about that often, the old people that need help, you know, that are fragile. So way to go, Patrick. What a dude right there.
I love that. So my story is out of Kentucky. A waitress that works in an Olive Garden there said that she thought something was wrong as soon as she approached a table to serve two adults and two children. She was waiting tables this day. And one of the kids was a little girl, and she was about a year old. And the waitress said, "I first walked around to the baby. She looked at me with a face that said, 'Help.' I can't even describe to you how bad she looked and how and why nobody noticed it." She said that the baby, they had sat the baby in this high chair and then just threw a blanket over her head. And whenever the baby had the blanket taken off, her face was covered in black and blue bruises. The waitress said that the baby's dad was force-feeding her breadsticks into her mouth and yelling at her. And so the waitress just felt like she really needed to do something. So she pretended to take a photo of a group she was waiting on at another table, but instead actually got the pictures of the faces of the adults and these kids. And when these people tried to leave away quickly, I guess they kind of felt like she was on to them. The waitress followed them out, wrote their license plate number down, and she called 911. Well, the authorities show up to these people's house. Sure enough, it is a severe case of child abuse and neglect. All of these kids and their care were being abused. The house was an absolute disaster. They were immediately taken from the home and rescued. And there was, you know, a lot of things wrong with that baby because it had been severely beaten and stuff. And so the adults were arrested and charged with child abuse and neglect. And if it wasn't for this waitress having a feeling and following her own intuition that something was wrong, these kids, I mean, for all we know, could be dead by now.
Wow.
That's
insane. That's
cool,
a tough
story,
one.
Story, but like, I don't know how motivating that one.
It's motivating that if you see something, say
that was
something.
A hard story.
I think Alex mixed up Motivation Monday with Murder Monday. It's cool, though. Yeah. All right.
What?
No, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
you're right. There's a bright light at the end of the tunnel
she
there.
She saved their lives.
Right. I thought you were going to say she was choking on a breadstick. I'm like, she did the Heimlich? Awesome.
Yeah. I am very glad we're ending with my
top
story.
That, Liv.
Mine's a little lighter.
Top that.
So Donovan Mitchell, who plays for the Jazz, was warming up the other day, and he saw a 102-year-old mega fan sitting courtside. It's this little old lady who's 102 years old. She even has a Jazz jersey that has the number 102 on it that she got for her birthday. And so he saw this, and she's a huge, huge fan of them. And so he gave her a pair of his like sneakers that he plays on the court, signed them and everything, and gave them to her, like awarded them to her because she's a mega fan. And she had like the biggest smile on her face. It was so, so cute. So I don't know. It's just cool to see like NBA stars do something like cool and sweet like that.
That is. And that old lady right there, her whole life, that might have been the highlight of it. So Liv, good story. Alex is the best. But no, just kidding.
I have something else that's kind of motivating.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell happens to follow me on Instagram, which is kind of cool.
Ooh.
Does Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, know about this?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Oh, man.
I think he's jealous.
I would just give up because if an athlete slides into my wife's DM, I know I'm in big trouble. That's your Monday motivation on the Joe and Alex Show. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Monday Music Marathon will roll on in just 1 second. We got a lot coming up in about 45 minutes. Murder Monday, 1 hour from now. A Lady Gaga flyaway to Vegas. Yeah, we got a lot going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's start out with just some sad stuff. I can't believe this, but just blows my mind when these airplane crashes happen. Ethiopian Airlines, their 737 crashed yesterday morning after takeoff, about 8 o'clock that time there. None of the people survived. 157 people on board, including 8 Americans, are among the dead. It's unknown at the time what caused the crash. This is a brand new plane, which is not a lot of hours on it. It had 1,200 hours of flying time in the air, which is not much for a plane, so they don't know. I mean, maybe it was pilot error, but isn't it like I don't know aviation wise, but usually they say it's most dangerous when you're taking off and when you're landing. That's where like the biggest accidents. But 6 minutes, wouldn't you kind of already be like, you're probably still ascending, but you're not taking off?
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's when I would be relaxed. Like for me, I wouldn't be white knuckling it then. I'm like, okay, we're cool.
Right.
So just sad, sad news right there. You know what? I wonder if they're going to put this animal down here. A woman was attacked by a jaguar. Now, it's her fault, though. She went over the little safeguard to go get a selfie. The woman.
Oh, my God!
How dumb are people? Like, I can understand if I was cracked down on drugs.
Like, I'm pretty dumb, and I would do a lot for, like, an Instagram photo, but, like, I don't know that much. That's, like, my line.
Even Liv has to draw a line in the sand. The woman was visiting Arizona's Wildlife World Zoo. She crossed the barrier trying to take a selfie with a jaguar. She was attacked, and she suffered non-life-threatening injuries to one of her arms. A witness says after hearing the woman scream, he and his family ran over, distracted the animal with a water bottle. Now, the zoo director actually commented on this right here. Let's see what they had to say. They're saying that no, we are not going to euthanize this animal, which I think is good.
Yeah.
It didn't jump out and attack somebody.
Right.
Lady, you jumped over the fence and were a dummy.
That's her fault.
And even then, like, I love zoos and it's cool to see animals, but I can't fault any animal. Like, if you took them out of the jungle, they can kind of do what they want.
True.
Am I wrong about that?
No. Animals aren't meant to be in zoos.
Like, if you're at SeaWorld, man, and, like, Flipper wants to come on out there and, like land on you, like, Free Willy, Shamu style, RIP to you.
I have a friend who has a tattoo, and every single time she would walk past the orangutan in the zoo, he would, like, point where her tattoo is.
Really?
And like, motion for her to lift her shirt up so that he could see it every single time she passed by.
That is so cool.
Yeah, because one time he saw it and he liked it, and so he'd always, like point at her and tell her, like, hey, lift your shirt up, let me see it.
Hold on a second.
He'd always want to see it.
Was your friend flashing an orangutan? How far did his tattoo go? Okay, that's really cool. All right, now check this out. I didn't see this. Have you guys seen this? The makers of Peeps, for the second year in a row, are selling Peep on a Perch. Have you heard or seen this?
No.
Okay, see, I didn't either, but apparently, parents, if you're listening, you might know about this. It's the Easter version of Elf on a Shelf.
Okay.
So, Peep on a Perch. You like it? I think it's like, come on, really?
I like it.
It comes with an oversized peep stuffed with a stuffed animal and a book explaining how it assists the Easter Bunny and spies on kids to make sure they behave in the lead up to Easter. Each Peep on a Perch, it costs about $25, but you can find it on Amazon for usually less than $20, it says.
I think that's so cute, and my mom would totally do this, because my mom, Easter is her favorite holiday. Like,
really?
She likes Easter more than she likes Christmas, which is insane. But yeah.
So your mom likes to celebrate more the death of Jesus than him actually being born.
The resurrection of Jesus.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, there we go. So interesting. If you're a parent that has that, will you let us know? Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex. I'm just kind of curious to see what you think of that. And Alex, you brought this up in the show open today, and I think we all kind of feel the same way. If your sleep was affected by daylight savings time, well, there's some good news. Today is National Napping Day.
Oh, heck yeah.
Come on, right? Am I right?
A holiday we can all get behind.
It is. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. Okay, we are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I don't know if I should cancel the friend request that I sent or not. I mean, I was drinking when I made it. But I feel like it's kind of awkward that I haven't got a response. And upon sobering up, I've realized this is probably not the best person to reach out to try to actually become friends with on Facebook. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. I was a little, happy on Friday night, had a couple of brews. And on Facebook sometimes where it'll suggest people you may know, like to add them as a friend.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever do that? You're like, oh, okay, I know that person, or have you never really done that?
No, I've done it a couple of times.
I do that sometimes with coworkers. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I work with them. Okay, I'll add them. Well, so that's nothing new to me, but last night I'm like, wait, huh? What? I'm like, that's my therapist, Julie.
Oh no.
Okay, then that's
uncomfortable.
I was wondering. So I'm scrolling through, waiting for my beer to come, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I click, I kind of do some Facebook stalking. I'm like, oh my gosh, her husband looks just like me. This is so interesting. So I just, I don't know. I never really thought about, I never wanted
You said her husband looks just like you?
He does.
That's
creepy.
So weird.
That's how I like to dive into a psychologist or a therapist like mine, because I'm like, let me wonder what they're thinking about. Like, what do they think about me? Do I bring out traits that their husband brings out? Anyways, I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, friend request. And then, like, the next morning I woke up, I'm like, whoa, that's really weird. Because isn't there, like, a certain line you're supposed to have with, like, patient and, like, doctor separation?
Well, so I think it's on them. She's probably just never going to accept it and just leave it in the request folder. I think that's what, like, a ethical therapist would do.
Yeah.
But I think, like, for sure, there's probably a ton of patients that do even weirder stuff than that. My sister is a counselor, and she gets, like, weird requests like that all the time.
Ooh,
and, like,
I can't imagine.
She just doesn't respond to them.
Well, like, the thing is, I wondered, like, I thought about that, and that makes sense. But, for example, I'm now Facebook friends with teachers that I used to have. Like, I wasn't...
That's different than
after.
A doctor.
Is it?
And also, that's different than a doctor, like a therapist. And also, here's the thing, is that wouldn't you not want to see what they look like? Because now, every time you go in there, you knowing what her husband looks like or whatever, like, that might hinge what you say to her.
Well, I mean, I share with everybody. You guys know, I meet a listener and I tell him probably as much as I tell my therapist.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, but even for her, like... You don't want there to be any biases there.
So
any
no,
weird
then,
biases.
Okay, so it seems like even I kind of lean towards what you're saying. Does that mean then, like, I haven't canceled yet? Like, do I grab my phone now and do I hit cancel?
Yes.
I don't see her till next week.
No, yeah. It's definitely weird. I put this out also as a poll on Twitter. You can vote at Joe and Alex Show. You definitely need to cancel the request. I feel like we talked about this a few months ago. It happened to Liv, where Liv's therapist requested her and how uncomfortable that made her feel.
Oh, she followed me on Instagram because I'm not private. So there wasn't even like a request. She just followed me and she would reply to my stories and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
very weird. Totally inappropriate.
Okay. Is there a difference though between Instagram and Facebook?
No.
Okay, wow. Calm down here. All right, let me know what you think, because I think I'm leaning with you ladies. I'm probably just going to cancel the friend request. But then what do I say if she says something about it?
You got to just get a new therapist, because you can't come back from this.
So,
yeah,
no, I have
so
to
awkward.
I have to cancel my friend request and cancel my therapist?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, some would say that us here on the Joe and Alex Show, we're still pretty stupid. We're pretty idiotic, but we were talking about this the other day off air, and it's like, oh my god, I remember that game. Do you remember playing that game? We want to know from you at 833-JOE-ALEX, what idiotic game did you play as a kid? We got some good ones. Did you guys get hurt, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely a lot of blood involved.
I'll tell you the game I did where I broke my leg, but it was fun at the time until I had to go to the hospital. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. 833-JOE-ALEX is how you join in the conversation. What idiotic game did you play as a kid? I'll tell mine in a second, because mine involves breaking my leg. But it was so fun
Whoa.
To play. Yeah. I mean,
it's so fun to break each other's bones.
That was not the goal of the game, Alex. It
Welcome
was not,
to Joe's torture chamber.
I'm here to break your bones. Okay, but anybody want to go first? What was one of your favorite games you played as a kid? You're like, oh, that was so idiotic.
Well, nobody played my games because I'm weird.
What were Alex's games if I was your neighbor?
Do you want to play a game? My game was called Tweeds. And Tweeds was something that I made up in my twisted mind, where my little brother and I were husband and wife. It was like essentially like a really weird game of house, but both of our names were Tweed. And I talked in a very high-pitched, squeaky voice. So I would be like, hi, I'm Tweed. Come here and fill my car up with gas. And that's how I would talk the entire time.
Was there any kissing?
Nope, no kissing. But I would say, boy, Tweed. And I'm girl, Tweed. And then we would make jokes about Tweeds in the oven.
Oh, you are so twisted.
It was
scared.
This
it was
makes
sad.
A lot of sense.
I'm scared.
Disturbing. So yes, we would play Tweeds. So my mom would be like, are you guys playing Tweeds? I'd say, yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, me and my neighbors would all go over to our friend's house, and in their basement, they have this room, this like playroom. And remember those like plastic, like playpin things that you would have, like
yeah.
it had a slide
yeah.
on it, whatever. So we would go in that room and we would turn off all the lights and we would play tag in the dark, but we couldn't see where we were running. So I literally one time just nailed myself on that
Ew.
Slide.
Wow. That doesn't sound
terrible.
My
nose was bleeding.
Oh
my lip
gosh.
Was cut open. I was bleeding everywhere. Yeah. So then we weren't allowed to play tag in the dark.
I remember playing.
That makes sense.
I remember playing games in school. Not necessarily. It was definitely not appropriate to say. I'm trying to think of the name of what you call it, but it would be like smear the person with a football. Like you just would tackle. You know, kind of like tackle football. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So we play that. That's not how I broke my leg though. It was a cold winter day, and there's a huge pile of snow. So we played King of the Mountain. Anybody ever play King of the Mountain?
Yes.
Everybody tries to climb to the top and you knock people off.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun because there was packed snow. You would just knock the crap out of somebody. Well, somebody knocked me and I kind of like, I know you're like, oh, big fat guy. But I was kind of like trying to catch myself as I was going, like trying not to fall over. Well, I landed on my leg and I broke my leg. And it was just like, it was weird because it hurt really bad. I thought maybe I twisted my ankle, but I'm like, it hurts. My nurse at school is like, oh, honey, you're fine. I'm like, lady! I can't walk. It's purple. Keep in mind, I'm in fourth grade right here.
Yeah, right. You're probably just trying to skip school.
I just wanted more lunchtime, to be honest with you. That was my whole goal.
My little brother and his friends, like in our neighborhood when we were growing up, would play scare. It was a game they made up. I don't know what it was. I think that they were hiding in the dark and just scaring each other around the neighborhood. But my mom and dad would always ask him, like when he was going out late at night, it'd be like 9 p.m. and it'd be dark out, obviously. And they'd just be like, are you going to play scare? And he'd say yes. He was probably in like second grade.
My neighbors used to put a bunch of Legos and Hot Wheels on their trampoline. It was a bunch of guys, and then just like jump on the trampoline.
Ow.
And that was the whole point of the game. Like, I don't even understand how you win at that game.
Yeah. I used to play a fun game too. Like, my dad would always like play one spot though, but we always used to play like hide and seek. And like, it'd be like where like I'd see him on the weekend, then like I wouldn't see him for a while.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
For the second time in 2 months, Nicki Minaj canceled her concert, this time in France, just hours before she was supposed to go on stage Saturday. Fans were already in the arena when they were told that there wouldn't be a show because of electricity issues. Then she jumped on Instagram to apologize, saying the building wouldn't let me or Juice WRLD perform. They let us soundcheck and then said the building doesn't have enough power to run the show. Then she put this video on her Instagram story.
It's not in my best interest not to perform and lose money and aggravate my fans. I love performing for my fans. These two cities that had technical issues were cities that I'd never been to before, but they just didn't have the power in the building to facilitate my show. And they didn't tell us that until 3 hours before the show, as opposed to once we did sound check, they said it was fine. But anyway, every artist has technical difficulties and have to cancel shows. I want to tell you guys that I love you dearly, and I really hope to make it up very soon.
She also had an embarrassing moment when the fans all started chanting Cardi B when she did this.
I can't play this. I can't play this. Now, if it's hard to hear, obviously, like,
Yeah, they've got a French accent.
Baguette.
That is so cringy.
I know. So, Nicki is obviously not happy.
I feel bad for her, because, like, that's something she can't control. If they really don't have enough power in that venue, that's like her people sucking at their job.
Right.
Not testing that out before and knowing.
Pink slammed a fan on Instagram after they criticized her family photo. The singer posted a photo of her husband and two kids, writing, at least twice a week on tour, we shut the door to the outside world and have family dinner. Well, this person on Instagram wrote, except it's posted on Instagram. So then Pink fired back, writing, yes, I like to promote healthy stuff. I also like to remind people to stop being total D-bags, too. Consider this your reminder. Blank off. The user said, well, damn, I was coming to see you Sunday night in Nashville. Still love the music. And then Pink said, that doesn't change my answer. That just makes you confused.
Ooh, shots fired by Pink. I agree with her, though. It's like, oh, you're not going to come to my show now? Well, whatever. Get out of here, loser.
Leah Michele and Zandi Reich got married over the weekend in Napa, California. Glee creator Ryan Murphy officiated the ceremony, and several of Michelle's former Glee co-stars attended the wedding on Saturday, including close friends Becca Tobin, Darren Criss, and Jonathan Groff. Michelle began dating the AYR president in July of 2017 after years of being just friends. She announced their engagement in April of last year. And Whoopi Goldberg gave an update on her near-death battle with pneumonia via video on The View on Friday.
I had pneumonia, and I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs, which meant there was fluid, there was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I came very, very close to leaving the earth. Good news, I didn't.
That is insane. Wow.
Coming up in less than an hour, new evidence against R. Kelly.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer, who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give out tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's their number to call. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are you tackling today for Murder Monday?
Today could be a little different. This is a shorter Murder Monday than we normally do. It just is how the story is, the information. It doesn't take a lot of time to cover, but I did think this case was very weird.
Okay.
And so I was very excited to talk about it. It is about the therapy that killed Candace Newmaker. Candace Newmaker is one of several babies born to a teenage mother and a violent father in 1989 in Lincolnton, North Carolina. Her family has a history of involvement with social services, and her mom is living in a home for mentally ill children when Candace is born. When Candace is born, the pediatric nurse, Jean Newmaker, who is there, falls in love with this sweet baby. She knows that she would provide Candace with opportunities that her low social class and disorganized family life could not. After 5 years, Jean is finally able to adopt the baby she fell in love with. But after an initial honeymoon period, Jean begins to complain that her new daughter is behaving negatively. Soon, Candace begins to see a series of psychotherapists and receives a series of diagnoses, including post-traumatic stress disorder and bipolar disorder and other psychiatric medications. During this period, Candace's school and psychiatrist rarely communicate with each other. Instead, Jean Newmaker was the sole go-between in seeking services for Candace. Then, which I think this is weird, I don't understand how this was even legally able to happen, Jean becomes Candace's own caseworker.
Huh?
She spends months trying to bond with the 7-year-old, but to no avail. Her daughter simply just isn't forming an attachment to her. Even worse, she wasn't really displaying signs of attaching to anything else either. She showed almost no regard for her surroundings or even other living things. She started playing with matches, and Candace even kills her pet goldfish on purpose.
Oh, man.
Though none of Candace's psychiatrists had suggested that attachment issues were at the root of her emotional difficulties, in early 2000, Jean hears of something that she thinks could finally help her daughter. A therapist in Colorado, 1,000 miles from her North Carolina home, specializes in a form of reattachment therapy known as rebirthing, a treatment for reactive attachment disorder. The treatment, which is part of a 2-week intensive session, costs the single mom $7,000.
Wow.
But Jean agrees to it nonetheless, traveling across the country with her daughter for the help. The first week of the treatment goes as planned, and Candace begins to show improvement. Then, in week 2, disaster strikes. After a week and a half of therapy, Connell Watkins, who is the lead and unlicensed psychotherapist out of whose basement the therapy was being conducted.
Okay, well, there you go right there.
Yeah.
We're in a basement.
Spent $7,000 to go across the country to go in a basement to do some weird therapy with your adoptive daughter.
Yeah, you don't do therapy in a basement. You don't get your butt cheeks injected in a basement. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So this unlicensed psychotherapist in this basement decides that Candace Newmaker is ready for the rebirthing. So here's what rebirthing is. During the rebirthing, there is an attempt to simulate the birth canal, and the patient is made to be tightly wrapped in a sheet and laid under a pile of pillows, which is weighed down by the therapist. The patient must then wriggle out of the sheet and the pillows on their own, or they're reborn into the arms of their loving parents. This form of therapy was developed in the 1970s by a dude named Leonard Orr, based on the belief that the trauma of birth has lifelong consequences on a person's psyche. The belief, or the client, is guided through a reenactment of birth with hyperventilation, which releases tension said to have begun at birth. And an individual's release of this repressed trauma is said to facilitate healing of physical, mental, and emotional disorders, which sounds freaking nuts to me,
who,
but here we are.
Who comes up with this stuff? You're like, hey, I want you to pretend you're being born again.
This
Come
guy,
on,
Leonard.
Wiggle it out.
So the rebirthing that they do with Candace is videotaped so that Candace's mother can watch from another room, experiencing the miracle of her child's rebirth without getting in the way. In the end, the video would prove to be anything but miraculous and would become a key piece of evidence in convicting Connell Watkins and her assistants. At the beginning of the video, Watkins instructs the 10-year-old Candace to lie on the ground on top of a sheet and curl up in the fetal position. As the sheet is pulled tightly around her and tied at the top and bottom, she instructs Candace on what to do next. She says, imagine yourself as a teeny little baby inside your mother's womb and what it felt like. Warm. It felt tight because her stomach was all around you. Then, three assistants gather around, each armed with a large pillow. Together, they are seen pressing the pillows down on Candace as Watkins tells her to try and get out. Come out head first, Watkins' assistant instructs. You have to push really hard with your feet. If you stay in there, you're going to die and your mommy's going to die. It wasn't until 8 long minutes into the rebirthing that Candace first expresses her inability to get out of her makeshift womb. Candace says, who's sitting on me? I can't do it. I can't do it. She begins to cry. At 10 minutes, she begins to tell Watkins she can't breathe. Whoever is pushing on my head, it's not helping. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't breathe. It's too dark under here. Please quit pushing on my head. I can't do it. Somebody's sitting on top of me. Candace Newmaker struggles to continue to breathe for hours longer, telling them repeatedly that she can't breathe and expresses fears that she's going to die. At one point, Watkins' assistant tells her that if this is what she wants to do, she should just do it. Go ahead and die right now, she says, after Candace asks if they want her to die. For just over 70 minutes, Candace Newmaker struggles as she is slowly smothered to death. She vomits and defecates inside the sheet, and they tell her you should sleep in it. Ultimately, she is asphyxiated. 20 minutes passes before Watkins finally unwraps her, as the last minutes of the video show no sound coming from her. As soon as she is unwrapped, her mother screams and Watkins attempts CPR. There, the video ends. Candace Newmaker is later pronounced dead from asphyxiation at a local hospital. Connell Watkins and her assistant are charged with reckless child abuse resulting in death and sentenced to 16 years in prison. The other two people who held the pillows in the video were given 10 years probation for criminally neglecting a child, child abuse, and sentenced to serve 1,000 hours of community service as part of a plea bargain. As a result of Candace Newmaker's death, a law is instigated in Colorado and North Carolina that prohibits dangerous birth reenactments, and similar legislation was introduced in the other states as well. Connell Watkins was paroled in 2008.
That is insane, Alex. Like, who thinks of that? Like, well, this is going to help the kid.
There is an entire transcript you can read of the conversation, but it is so hard to read and so disturbing. I only picked a little bit of it to read to you today, but if you want to Google that, you can. But just be warned, it's very hard to read.
All right, Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much, Alex. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. Coming up next, we've got your chance to qualify for our grand prize flyaway to see Lady Gaga. She is going to be in Las Vegas. It's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I don't know what to do. I don't. Like, I got a lot of coworkers that are mad at me now because I've been kind of lashing out and attacking them and blaming them because I think maybe they're involved. But now I'm just yelling at everybody. Random people on the streets, I'm like, do you know where it's at? And they're like, where what's at? You know, I got two turntables and a microphone. No, my coffee mug that I got for me, Alex, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop at Christmas, it's got our names individually customized, has been gone now for at least 3 or 4 weeks. Everybody laughed at me at first, like, oh, Joe, you misplaced it. I didn't. It was abducted. Alex, I like how you're so big on criminal abduction and human trafficking, but when my coffee mug gets involved, you don't seem to care about that being trafficked.
No, I do care, but I think, like, the Instagram they made is funny. Like, it makes me laugh, the stuff that they're posting.
Don't give out their Instagram. Do not give it out.
What is it?
No, there's no need, because they want
the underscore mugger.
They want you to say it. That's why I just said not to. Now that, because see, they're going to keep on doing this. What's the latest thing they did up there? Because we got tagged in something this morning.
It's real creepy. They've got a syringe and gloves, doctor gloves on, and they're like pretending to inject the mug with something, and they say, "This is a life or death situation, Joe." I mean, the stuff is very creative. They've got his mug in a cage. They've got, on Taco Tuesday, they said, Happy Taco Tuesday, Joe. Filled the mug with chips and salsa and ate out of it.
See, that's just sick. Now I have to wash that mug out if I ever get it back because they put salsa in my mug.
They put a little boomerang of a serial killer note that says, "What's it going to be, Joe?" And then they have a hammer, like they're going to smash the glass, and it says, "Let me know when you're ready to negotiate."
What is there to negotiate? Like, what do you want?
I think
want?
You need to find out. They have your mug in a cage in one picture. They said it's only going to get worse if you don't meet my demands. Let me know when you're ready to talk.
See, I thought I knew it was like who it was. I thought it was somebody that we work with. But then it's like, I don't know anybody that has medical gloves and a syringe, because that's a real syringe in this latest photo.
No, this stuff is really on another level. The underscore mugger on Instagram.
You don't have to give in the, them credit.
In the about me, like the bio says, home of Joe Pesci radio mug.
All right. Well, I just want to give everybody an update. It's still been over 3 weeks, almost a month, and my struggle is continuing.
Are you willing to talk?
What is
here's
there
the
to
thing?
Talk
Let's just
about.
Make the announcement. I don't know what they want to say. Maybe you should let them call you and find out. I think you need to say now. Fine, I'm ready to talk and negotiate. See what they have to say. Otherwise, you're never going to get the mug back. So you might as well see if tomorrow that they'll call us maybe at this time, if they're listening right now, so that we can talk about it.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you're the mugger, if you have my coffee mug, 833-563-2539.
There you go.
Yeah, we're not going to prosecute you. Yes, we will. We're not going to do anything. You just turn in the mug, and all will be forgiven. I'll never forget. Remix. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we have got an awesome thing going on all this week at this time here with Lady Gaga. It's a flyaway. You'll get qualified for our grand prize of a Lady Gaga flyaway. It includes two nights hotel, airfare for two, and two tickets to the Lady Gaga concert at the Park Theater in Las Vegas on November 6th. As a qualifier, you're going to get a digital download of the soundtrack to A Star Is Born, which has got that song, sha-la-la-la-la-low, and the shallow.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm here all day. Okay, let's get some people on the phone this morning to play catchphrase. Brandy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi.
Hi.
Brandy, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
I will be Team Joe this morning.
Okay, I like that. And then Jamie, you will be on Team Alex.
Yay.
Jamie.
Yeah.
You okay? Or you don't want to try to win Lady Gaga? What's wrong? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Why are you so mad sounding?
I'm not.
She just wanted to be on my team.
Dealing with downtown traffic.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, Brandy and Jamie, hold on a second. We're going to play the game catchphrase. We have until the buzzer goes off. We have to keep on guessing. If we say the word, we get buzzed just like this. And we have to skip and go to the next one. You can pass one time, so make sure you do that wisely. Who's going first today? Is it going to be me and Brandy, or is it going to be Alex and Jamie?
Alex, you pick. Ladies first.
I'll go first.
Okay, well then, here we go. Let me turn down the Gaga for you. Let me get that clock. Where is it at? Okay, there it is. We're ready to begin. Brandy, please be quiet. Jamie and Alex, you can catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, this is something scary that hides under your bed at night.
Monster.
Yes, her blank face. Lady Gaga sings about her blank face. It's also a card game.
Pass.
Okay. She wore this a dress on the red carpet. It's made out of a food.
Oh, bologna.
No. Well, like, what is that, though? What, like, big descriptor does bologna fall under? It's a...
Wheat.
Yes. Call me on this.
Phone.
Longer word of that.
Telephone.
Yes. This is in the sky.
Cloud.
Nope. Bright. Twinkle, twinkle, little.
Star.
Okay. You want your bad blank. This is another word for love.
Romance.
Yes. And then, okay.
Wow.
The word that you missed was meat.
Okay.
Who doesn't want meat? That is so.
Well, no, she
delicious.
Got meat. Oh. She just skipped on poker.
Oh, it was poker? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Poker, I hardly know her. Hey-o. All right, so Jamie, you chill. Brandy, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Brandy, we are going to catch phrase in 3, 2, 1. Okay, when you give birth, you are what? Lady Gaga song, blank this way.
Born.
Yeah, okay. Not a king, but a...
queen.
Okay, when a woman has a baby, she does that in the process called child what?
Birth.
Yep, there you go. Can I get a round of...
applause.
There you go. A celebrity is very what? Like, people know.
Famous.
Yep, okay. People that take pictures of celebrities.
Fans.
No. Like, all the people that together, like the big group of people. They're really annoying.
Paparazzi.
Yep. I'm on the blank of glory.
Edge.
There you go. If you have medicine, it'll help blank. Like, it'll do what?
Cure you.
Does that count?
Yeah, that's
there
all
we
of them.
Go. Boom. Hype pouring that baby up.
Yes.
Hey, get it.
You did a really good job.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you talking to me or Brandy?
Yeah, we both.
Both. Okay, wow. Hey, Jamie, you didn't get it today, but we got more chances all this week, okay?
Okay.
All right, we like you. Jamie just did not feel like she was in a good mood this morning. I don't know. Like, I mean, this, Brandy, check this out. First of all, just for getting qualified, you're going to get a digital download of the soundtrack to A Star Is Born, which has a Shallow with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. But you're now qualified for our grand prize of a flyaway, two nights hotel, airfare for two, and tickets to the Lady Gaga concert in Las Vegas at the Park Theater. That's something to get excited about.
Absolutely. That is awesome.
All right. Hang on the line. We will get all of your information. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Wait, can you cut that out? She's tapping her foot like incessantly on
who?
The
oh, Liv?
Liv on the counter.
Well, she always does. No, I did ours nuts too, and I try to like just to let it go. But I mean, I don't even think she realizes it.
I don't think she does either. But it's so annoying.
Yeah, honestly, she has headphones on right now. She's editing something. She doesn't even know we're talking about her.
I love that. What else can we say about her?
Well, can we talk about like how she kind of smelled funny this morning? I think she farted on the way in.
She's still tapping her foot.
Okay.
She's still doing it.
Don't talk. I'm just going to real quick, like, move your mouth because she'll think we're still talking right now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to turn up our mics to see if we can pick it up. But don't actually talk. Here we go. Okay, she just quit doing it. No, I feel like she's listening right now. That's interesting. I mean, like, you know, like, so, I mean, okay, you can't see this right now. But like, I'm doing really dramatic hand motions. Like, yeah. Alex and I are having a conversation back and forth. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, see? Poor chap. Do me a favor.
She still has no idea that we're talking about it.
Later on, we're about to get into our topic here, 833 Joe Alex, how Liv taps her feet really hard.
On the counter, and it's like annoying.
So next time, like, let's pay attention to Alex and I. I want you to record it for our Instagram so people can see what we're talking about.
Okay.
Because amazingly, it stopped. So. All right, so let's actually start this topic here.
Okay.
All right, cool. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this is something that has Alex Clark written all over it.
Uh-oh.
A man's planned out a just amazing dream proposal for his girlfriend, but she got disappointed, and she after she said yes, she changed her mind and said, hey, you're going to have to redo the proposal. I can't say yes to that after all.
What was it?
Okay, listen to this. Just listen back and let me know if you agree with the woman canceling it or you're like, you know, oh my God, like this guy should just end up breaking up with her. This is what he said. I decided to propose to my girlfriend 3 years on our 3-year anniversary. I flew her to Vietnam and after a couple of weeks he's taken her. This is insane. They were traveling. They ended up in Cambodia. She wanted to see some of the temples that were there. That was actually on her bucket list. After a long day of hiking in the heat through ruins, they went back to their hotel and when they were alone together, he proposed and, well, she said yes. He said that we kissed and I had planned to take her to the waterfall the next day to celebrate. It's so beautiful there. Well, she took a shower and as I lay in bed just thinking about wow what an amazing day I just had, you know, with my future wife for the rest of my life, the woman I love, she came out of the shower and she was crying, she was in tears. She handed him the ring, said, listen, I can't accept it because I don't want my memory and my proposal to be in a hotel room. So she's like, I can't accept your proposal because I'll always remember it being in a hotel room. And I just can't accept that. 833-JOE-ALEX. Because you've talked at length before. Maybe you've changed your tune, Alex. But you're like, listen, my proposal has to be a certain way.
Well, I just want it to be like creative and awesome. Yeah. I mean, I just
would
don't.
Would that not be creative and awesome then? Would you be like,
If it's in a hotel room, no. But that you're like around all those other great places. Why wouldn't he do it at one of those places?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why when they're all sweaty and nasty, why he didn't do it out there. He waited to do it in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Or why he didn't do it the next day at that waterfall, because that'd be a really cool spot at the waterfall.
I 100% get why she said that. I do.
But you can't do that. You can't say yes to no, right?
Well,
there's no take back season in accepting.
You want to say yes because you love them, but it's like, come on, dude. Why in the world are you doing it here while I'm in this bathrobe? You couldn't have waited 10 more minutes for us to be outside on our hike or anything else?
Ladies, how would you feel about this? 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. You can also let us know on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
I would be totally okay with this. I just think that I want him to make the moment special, as in, like, I don't want to be expecting it, and also I want him to make some, like, sentiment. Like, I want him to make, like say something, like give like a little speech or something like that. That's the only thing I care about. Also, Hailey Bieber was proposed to just inside a house, like while they were in the Bahamas, nothing special, when they were just sitting on the couch. So it's okay with her.
As a man, Alex and Liv, I can't imagine like having my wife Lindsay, for example, who I ended up proposing to, if she said yes and said no, I would be like, oh my God, are you serious?
Like, if a guy takes you on an amazing,
over.
No, if a guy takes you on an amazing once in a lifetime trip, and out of all those opportunities, he does it on the couch or in the bed at the hotel. Yuck.
Shouldn't the proposal be the big moment from the trip? Like, why does it have to be in front of a waterfall? Why does it have to be?
Because why not? It's like, why not do it?
I know, but why not it be enough? Because, like, he's proposing to you. That's going to be the biggest moment in your life until you actually get married and until you have kids.
I think any girl that says that that should be enough is lying to themselves. You would be disappointed for sure.
Devin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Hey, personally, I think that that should absolutely be enough, because I think it's almost preposterous to expect something, like outrageous, because that was an awesome trip. Like, that was an awesome time, and they had a good time, and like, he went out of his way to make sure that, like something on her bucket list was crossed off. You know, like, that's awesome. Like, I feel like it's almost ungrateful to, like, do that.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. Alex, do you think it's not being ungrateful?
Have some standards, please.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Devin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Megan?
I think she's right in to give the ring back. And
what?
Be like, hey, you know, I don't want a marriage proposal in a hotel room. Like, he, you know, they went to the temples, you know, they did a bucket list thing for her. You think maybe he could have, like, proposed at, like, a temple and said, hey, you know, will you marry me? I mean, I'm not all for grand proposals and stuff, but when my husband proposed to me, we went to this beautiful national park out of state, and there was hardly anybody around, you know, and he actually used our dog to propose to me. Aww. He said, would you like to keep me forever? And had a ring wrapped around his collar. And it was sweet. I'm not big on romance, but when it comes to, like, getting engaged, that's a big thing. And you want to remember something. So, like,
Megan, what if he would have proposed to you not at the park, but in a hotel room or, like, in your tent or something? What would you say then? Would you have said no?
I would actually. It's different with my husband because, like, he does not. He's big on romance. He would never do that.
You're not answering the question, Megan.
He's
this
like,
is where
be cringe.
So you're not answering my question.
I would have said no into the hotel room.
Oh, there you
I'm
go.
Sorry, but, like, if I got proposed to in a hotel room, that just doesn't, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, you tell your future grandkids, your grandfather proposed to me in a hotel room. Like, that's not going to give a good story.
Exactly.
To them.
Give me the story, please.
Then we consummated the proposal. Hey, thank you. Yeah. Jillian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this proposal?
So, first off, I wanted to say how pumped I am to talk to you guys. I've called a million times, but I had to call in about this one.
Yay!
Because because I had an incredible proposal. I was proposed to in front of a sold-out Indianapolis Indians game on the home dugout.
How cute.
Yeah, so he set it all up. We sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and then he got down on one knee when we were done. But he and I had actually talked a lot about our just kind of getting engaged and things like that, because he gets super nervous doing romantic things in front of other people. So at the end of the day, I told him, you know, like, babe, I don't care how you do it. I just want to be with you for the rest of my life. But so it was like a huge deal for him to do it in front of that many people, but that made it even more special.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I mean, I think some people would hate that, but other people would love that. Like,
yeah, I feel like Alex would hate that.
It's not my jam, but I'm not into sports.
Yeah.
Now, Liv, would you like it? Because you love sports. Would you like if Jewel Daddy one day proposed to you at a court or somewhere?
On a court, I guess.
Kiss
so,
cam?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Like, it would be exciting, but, like, I don't know. I think, yeah, it would be fun. It would be cool. But, like, I also really want in that moment him to say some special words. And, like, I don't know if, like, he would do that or if I would even want him to do that in front of, like, a billion people.
Yeah, babe.
A ton of people. But, and here's also the thing. If it was, like, a team I didn't care about, I would just be like, wait, but this doesn't make sense. Now, if it was, like, my alma mater, something like that, then yeah, maybe that might be like the best way to propose to me.
Morgan on our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show says, my fiance proposed to me in a hotel room, which is perfect because I hate doing public proposals. How insane is that though? Like, we were talking about that and that's where it actually went down.
I'm so the opposite.
I know. Well, I don't think you're crazy for that. I just, as a guy, could not imagine having the girl say yes to no. I'm like, what is it?
Just don't do it in a restaurant and please don't do one of those stupid flash mobs.
Oh, those aren't cool anymore?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Attorney Gloria Allred claims there is another sex video of R. Kelly with underage girls. Allred says a client has turned a tape over to law enforcement that appears to feature the R&B singer sexually abusing underage girls. The guy, Gary Dennis, says that he doesn't even know the singer personally and he doesn't know where the tape came from, but he said he found the video while cleaning out a collection that he'd had for years. Dennis said that R. Kelly was telling them what to do and what to say on the video. It appeared he was in control of the camera. In addition, he was engaging with these children in sexually abusive acts. He appeared to be in command of the girls and they looked as though they were saying and doing what he told them to do. This is Gloria describing the tape.
They assume that the girls were underage because they were not fully developed.
And was he the only man on the tape? Or who you suspect?
He was the only man, meaning R. Kelly,
yes,
was the only man seen on the tape.
R. Kelly has also just been released from jail again, this time after paying his child support. He owed his ex-wife over $161,000, and sources say he got the money together from a benefactor. R. Kelly is still facing 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse in Chicago, multiple federal investigations, and sexual misconduct allegations. Here's a clip of him leaving jail.
I promise you, we're going to straighten all of this stuff out. That's all I can say right now. And I promise you.
Anything you're a fan? Anything you'd like?
I love my fans.
Justin Bieber is asking for support and prayers as he's been struggling as of late. The singer took to Instagram over the weekend and wrote, "Been struggling a lot, just feeling super disconnected and weird. I always bounce back, so I'm not worried. Just wanted to reach out and ask for you guys to pray for me." He then thanked his followers in advance and finished by saying he's been facing his stuff head on.
That's good for him, because, I mean, that sucks that he's going through that, though, but at least he's being open about it, and hopefully that means his friends will know that he needs their support.
Chance the Rapper and his fiancée Kirsten Corley got married on the weekend in California. The Grammy winner and Corley tied the knot on Saturday at a resort in Newport Beach. But according to their marriage certificate, they've actually been legally married since December 27th of last year. The couple eventually started dating in 2013, briefly split in 2016, and got engaged at a barbecue on July 4th of 2018. They've got a 3-year-old daughter together.
That's awesome.
And Elton John announced that he will release his first and only autobiography later this year. He posted a video announcing the news on Twitter with the caption, "My life has been one hell of a roller coaster ride, and I'm now ready to tell you my story in my own words." Elton said a lot of books have been written about him that haven't exactly been truthful. His book will be released in October, but the title hasn't been announced yet. That is the garbage.
Let me enjoy the piano being tinkled. What song is this again? Sweet Bell. You can speak, poor child.
Tiny Dancer?
Tiny Dancer, is that what it is?
I'm not
yes.
sure.
It's not Rocket Man. Yeah, it's Tiny Dancer.
Candle in the Wind?
No, I think it's Tiny Dancer. Tiny Dancer! No, this is Tony Danza, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Good morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
There you go. Or social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Ladies, let it out. Don't hold this stuff in. The reason I bring this up is because my wife and I had a really nice talk last night. And it's a lot of things that I can do to be helping her out around the household. And then she's talking about, like, I'm like, well, I do this. She's like, yeah, but you do it wrong. I'm like, well, I do this. She's like, yeah, but you do that wrong. And to be honest, she's kind of right. I almost do it on purpose. What does your man do wrong so you have to do it? I mean, I think the obvious thing is we'd all be like, oh, probably what? Laundry? That's the thing. My wife will not let me do laundry anymore because, well, the fact is I have shrunk several of her clothing, like clothing items that cannot be fixed. So they got tossed out. I also didn't realize this too. Ladies, do you have a lot of like laundry that has to air dry? I didn't realize I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yep.
Like, I don't really read what it says to do. So I'm just like, oh, okay. So I've shrunk stuff that way. So she just doesn't let me do it. No, I'm able to do towels. She'll let me wash towels. I'm able to do socks and my underwear. But there's still a lot of other things. Then we had a big thing. Apparently, I'm not vacuuming right.
Well, how do you not vacuum right?
I don't know. She's like, you're not supposed to have it in the high setting. It needs to be on the low setting. You're just like shooting dust everywhere. I'm like, it looks clean to me.
Well, she's probably right.
I'm not disagreeing with her. I mean, remember we talked about before how I fight with my wife about how to properly put the silverware in the dishwasher? Like, does it go up or down? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I put this up on my Facebook page, and I couldn't believe how many women chimed in, kind of saying those things, and it's like, I don't know if my husband does it on purpose or what, but they say that they have to do it all, because apparently every man, not just me, is incapable of doing something right, so the women have to do it.
A lot of my friends, actually almost all of my friends now are married.
Okay.
And so it's kind of weird. I'm in a place in my life where like I'm single and navigating that and listening to them talk about like, you know, the ups and downs of their marriages and stuff like everybody has. And they made interesting points. They were like, you know, number one, you're going to have disagreements, but you don't. Like, if you ask your husband to do something and he does it, even if it's not done the right way, then you need to just be thankful that he's doing it. So, like, with, you know, loading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
If it's not how you would do it, but you've complained and complained that he doesn't ever help and he finally does, and then the first thing out of your mouth is that he did it wrong, you're really sabotaging the progress that was made of him actually listening to you and doing an act of service for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they said there are also times where you don't even bring up that something bothers you, like a small thing that they do when you're living with them. So like, you know, they take their shoes off and put a big pile in front of the front door and just leave a big pile right there. They're like, you know, sometimes you just have to learn like what is stuff that they do, and you just do little things like you just move the shoes without necessarily complaining. You got to pick what your battles are going to be. So like, what are you going to bring up? Like, I can't stand that you do this. And some things in your mind you might be thinking, I can't stand that you do this, but you just need to silently just kind of deal with it and then like let it go.
That's what we were talking about, like with me and Lindsay, not necessarily how we do things, but it's how we view things. For example, she has like this, and I think this is a woman thing for the most part, sorry to generalize here, I'm not attacking women, but she has like clothes piled up here, clothes piled up there, and she's like, oh, it's fine to me. But then I'm like, oh my god, it's so messy. She's like, well, no, the dog hair on the floor, that's gross, that's disgusting, that's dirty. Like, to me, like, her pile of stuff's dirty. She's like, no, the dog hair is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So it stresses me out. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll kick it off with Morgan. What do you got to do because your man can't seem to do it right?
For some reason, my lovely husband cannot go grocery shopping.
Like, he always forgets stuff or what?
If I give him a list and it's like bread, milk, cheese, then he like freaks out because he's like, what bread?
Well, no, no, Morgan, me too. My wife, that's one thing, my wife, Lindsay, because we had this big talk. I won't say it a fight because it was a talk, and I tried to listen to how I can help her more. And she's like, I'm going to need you during the week so I don't have to do it. Go grocery shop. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. She's like, and I don't need to make you a list. I'm like, yes, you do. I don't know what to do, Morgan.
Well, it's like, we already have bread in the house. You should know which one to get.
Yeah, like you should just memorize the brand name and all that.
Right, or at least what the package looks like.
Right.
It's got this brown stuff in it?
Well, the reason you can't do that, though, is because if we get the wrong one, you chew our head off. Like, for instance, Chase had me go buy pasta for spaghetti. So I bought spaghetti, but I didn't realize I got angel hair or thin. And he's like, you kidding me? You got the wrong thing. And it's like,
Mama
I got
Mia.
Spaghetti.
It's spaghetti, a pork chop. Come on. Hey, let us know. Where is this at, Alex? Is this on our Facebook or our Twitter? Where are we going to put this
at? Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, little Mexican pizza madness this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. A man barged into a Taco Bell. This happened in South Carolina, and he ended up making his own Mexican pizza. He didn't work there, but he decided to do it anyways. The man was upset after being given his order, which he said, you know what, there's not enough meat on this. Don't you hate that, though? You do get an order for something, and it's
yes.
Like, really? How quickly were you making this? The most important thing's not even on it.
I feel like I go to Panera all the time, and they only fill my bread bowl up halfway. I have to go back and say, can I please have more soup? This bowl isn't even filled all the way.
Oh, my gosh. See, yeah, that is a crime. They need to come to the bread bowl. What do you put in it? What kind of soup?
Well, I always get chicken noodle soup, except on Fridays, I like the clam chowder.
Oh, I'm going to get some clams on Friday. Have you tried broccoli cheddar? Because it's amazing.
No, because I don't eat cheese.
Oh, God, Alex, I'm telling you right now, your life would change.
I don't eat cheese. Nothing. Nope.
So Alex is going to be going to Panera later today to make sure she's got some more chicken noodle soup and her bread. Yeah, this guy said, where's the meat? He walked into the kitchen, told the employees, I'm going to show you how to make the food the right way. And that's what he did. He made his own Mexican pizza, didn't pay for it, and walked out of the store. I'm kind of impressed that he knew how to make it. Was he just like walking around like, hey, where's the tomatoes at?
Yeah, I can't believe he found everything.
Yeah, but he did it, and they're still looking for the guy, so they haven't caught him yet, but he's going to be in trouble for when he does it. That's just insane, somebody hopping behind the counter and just making their own food like that.
Well, maybe he used to work there, and that's how he knows how to make it.
Well, do you have a story?
I mean, I've worked at a lot of places like McDonald's, Papa John's, and I mean, I may or may have not done this once.
What did you do?
So it was like a week after I quit Papa John's. Me and all my friends were drinking, and we were really hungry. It was like about 4 o'clock in the morning. So I still had the key to the Papa John's.
Wait, so you didn't work there, and they still? How did they not take the key immediately?
I was a manager there for like years.
Wow.
Okay, this is getting good. What'd you do? You go just wreck the place?
No, not at all. I went in there. I was very clean and neat about it, and I made a pizza.
You made a you broke into your old job and made a pizza.
I guess you could say broke into, but I mean, I feel like they kind of owed it to me because I didn't get paid a lot.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, the best part, I left my jacket there.
So did they catch you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
What do you mean, of course not? How do they not catch you if you leave a jacket behind? That's like a piece of evidence.
I just said I left my jacket there from a week ago, and I just went back the next day and went and got it.
That is so weird.
I want to call you a dummy, but that's actually kind of genius. Okay, that's an interesting story, and that is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi. This is the Joe and Alex Show. You've been transported to another time. Another day. Okay, no, not really. But we did spring forward this past weekend, so we lost an hour of sleep. There is that. I did a lot of work here, which means this game could end up going terribly. But let's find out. For funsies, you just buzz in with your name, Alex, liver, pork chop. If you get it wrong, you got to somebody else has to buzz in, okay? So you got to buzz until I call on you.
Okay.
And every song is going to have the word time in it, okay?
Okay.
So if you all you got to do is just 1 point. Either you get a point or you don't. Just tell me the artist and the song.
Wait, can I get a point if I guess right now which one of the songs it's going to be?
I've got one too.
No, no,
chops.
No, can't you guys play the
okay,
game?
Fine.
I just want to play a game where I say words with songs and times. All right, here we go. Song number one. Just buzz in whenever you want. I'm playing it from the beginning. Sorry, I should turn it on. Here it is.
Chops.
Pork chop.
Old time rock and roll by. Oh my gosh.
I'll take it. Yes, it's by Bob Seger.
Bob Seger from Michigan.
Oh, thank you. Just take those old records off the shelf. Come on, come on.
If,
I like this song.
I play this song at weddings all the time if the crowd's like a little older.
Remember when they played this in Titanic?
What? And then they sank.
Wait, did they really?
Iceberg ahead!
No, I'm just kidding. They did play this in another movie, though. Yeah, totally different vibes.
My heart will go on. Celine Dion. Chops.
Bob Seger starring in Titanic. Okay. Good job, Porkchop. 1 point. Next one. Oh, God. Your voice is something I fear. Okay. Here we go. Kidding. I love you. Next song. This is a music video, so I can find.
I say goodbye.
What?
I've made up my mind.
Sounds like it's
I'm
from the
away.
50s.
Wait. Can I guess what movie this is from?
I don't know the movie.
Then I should be alone.
I'm going to fast forward.
Judging by the quality of the audio, I'm guessing from the 50s.
Here it is.
That doesn't give you anything.
That helps.
Stop. Here it is.
Chouse.
Chouse is just in there. I'm sorry.
Time After Time, Donna Lewis.
Oh, I'll give it to you. It was Time After Time by Cindy Lauper or whatever.
Are you joking? This is not fair. These are all like really old songs.
What was that garbage at the beginning?
I don't know. I ripped the music
what?
Video.
What's that?
Listen, I'm still dealing with the hackers that affected our computer system here. You don't want to know how I got this.
I knew this one. I would have gotten this right.
Okay, well, let's see. Porkchop's still commanding 2-0 lead. Wow. Alex Reliv, get on the board with this one. Somebody?
Manson!
Whoa, said, calm down.
I just knew that this song was going to be part of it. But I'll guess if I could turn back time.
That is correct.
Wow.
She got so excited she almost jumped out of her Snuggie. This video is so weird because her whole butt cheeks are sticking out. And I think isn't her son in the band in this video?
Who is this, Cher?
Cher, yes.
I think her son, wait.
Her son plays an
is
instrument.
Her son now her daughter or her daughter now her son?
That's another one.
I forget.
I think it's the other, I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to quit talking. I don't know. All right, cool. All right, we have a game here. Alex is still not on the board. Porkchop's got 2. Liv's got 1. Here's your next song. Come on, you know this. Take your time. I really like this.
I know this song.
Oh, everybody probably knows it. It's been in video games and movies.
I can't think of the name.
Neither can I.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're playing all the hits back to back. We're going to keep it going. It's a Monday Music Marathon. The fun never stops on Radio Now.
I don't know who this is.
I'm beat, man.
No, we don't know. What?
It is Looking for a Good
Wait.
Time.
Can I guess the band?
No, well, go ahead. Who's the
you
band?
Said in
go
the
ahead,
whole...
go ahead. I'll give it to you just to be nice. Give me the band and I'll give you a point.
Aerosmith?
No.
God, Liv. No, that is so wrong.
Who is it?
Poison, Nothing But a Good Time.
Oh my gosh, that's like the same band.
No, it's Poison and Aerosmith are... Oh! Respect your elders. All right, come on, Porkchop. Get 3 here so we can end this game, okay?
Okay.
Here's your next one. All these songs have to do with time. We have the time change.
I don't think I've ever.
I love this song. I like this band.
Liv. So it's butt rock.
Liv.
You, Alex,
can
please.
I guess the band?
Yeah.
9 Inch Nails.
No.
It's.
Are we done? Am I just gonna say nobody gets it?
I don't. Yeah,
no,
I don't
never
know.
Heard it.
Okay.
Never heard it. I don't listen to trash music.
Who is it?
Oh yeah, but you listen to Taylor Swift. Okay. It's Muse. Time is running out.
Ew. No. Oh my God, Muse. That no wonder I don't know it. I despise Muse. Despise.
Why do you despise Muse?
Ever since
I gotta hear this.
No, literally ever since I was like 8th grade, I just hate the sound of their band.
I thought there was only like one Muse song that was actually good. And it was not even that good.
Why do you Starlight is probably what you're thinking of.
Why do you tear down every band
Starlight
that I like?
Starlight and Starbright.
Nope, not that.
Not that song?
That's like the Twinkle Twinkle song. Yeah, okay. Listen, this is taking forever. Alex, still not on the board. Liv with 1. Porkchop with 2. He could win it with this one.
Now,
this
oh my gosh, wait. There better be one song in here. And if there's not, I'm going to be so sad.
Calm
go ahead.
Down. Calm down. Tell me if you know this one. Now, this is old.
They're all old.
No, they're not. Some of the other ones are new.
I'm a millennial.
I don't know it.
I don't know that.
Joe, I have no idea, man.
You've never played this at a wedding?
Yeah, guys.
Maybe.
Once again, I had to rip this
never
off.
Never heard of it.
Okay, put your phones on.
Let me hold on. Let me get to the good part.
played this at a wedding.
Okay, these are too hard.
All right, the other ones are easier. That was Eddie. Okay. That was Eddie Murphy. Party all the time.
Eddie Murphy. I thought he was in that haunted Disney movie.
No, he also sings.
The Haunted Mansion. That's what I know him from because I was born in '93, baby.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, please. Right now,
I didn't know he had a song.
Look at the music video. Search for "Party All the Time," Eddie Murphy. You'll love it. Now listen. Porkchop has two. Alex has none. Liv has one. Let's just please.
Gets this,
can we
wrap?
Please, can we wrap this game up with this song?
Alex, "Baby One More Time," Britney Spears.
"Hit Me, Baby, One More Time."
Oh my God! Hold on, hon. Liv. My loneliness can't.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again. I was the one that buzzed in.
Pork chop.
I'm right.
Oops, I did it again.
No, hold on.
No, you're all wrong.
What?
It's "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time." You forgot. Alex forgot the word "hit."
No one said that.
So I did. I said "Hit Me, Baby, One More
but
Time."
But you didn't buzz in.
Yeah, you didn't. So there
you
go.
Oh my God. You know what song should have been on here?
We're not done. I got a few more. Please, I just want somebody to get to 3 points.
We're still going? God, the game, it never ends.
That's what they say.
Just play the one song that you know I would want.
Oh, well, I would say this would be the song everybody wants.
Pork chop! Time of our life!
That's
good riddance.
Is a win.
I'm really upset.
Also, why hate this band.
Why, Alex? Like,
they disrespected George W. Bush.
Every artist disrespects George Bush or the president. Most artists never side with a president. Like, it goes that you go against the establishment. You're not like, "Oh, I love my president. They're the best."
You know what?
USA.
Green Day and the Dixie Chicks. I still want to throw those hands.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
You should have played "My One Heart, My One Love, My One Life."
Oh, Bieber.
I thought "One Time." Girl,
or "Semisonic Closing Time." I thought you were going to play that for sure. Oh, there it is.
I would have known this one.
Okay.
What happened to Bieber? Help us millennials out, Joe.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot Bieber. Do you know this one?
One more time.
I don't know the name or the artist.
Celebrate.
I know it.
All right. Well, that was the first and last time that we will ever play the time change game.
Wait. What about the pork chop song? I won. You didn't play the pork chop song.
Do you guys mind if I play the pork chop song?
I mean, I'm going to stop listening.
I
tuned out 8 minutes ago.
Okay. Go out with it.
Okay, well, let's see.
Pork chop!
Because I won.
Pork chop.
Pork chop. Pork chop.
One more time.
Pork, you say chop.
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
Pork chop.